Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A journalist from Chicago who had initially come to New Zealand to make a true crime series has been remanded in custody today for crimes of her own. Upright is facing a number of charges, including arson, fraud, conspiracy.
You know, I remember Amy because she gave me a lift to the supermarché. But you know, it is a shame she could not give herself a lift to the supermarché to buy herself a helping of not breaking the law.
Yeah, I kind of liked her at first, but after a while she started to scare me. You know, pacing around the pub, talking to herself, talking into the vape machine.
Ezra Snipes, a senior producer, commented about the situation.
Yeah, well, I normally trust my reporters and their work, but ethical guidelines have to be adhered to. And in this case, well, you've got an inexperienced junior, if you know what I mean. So they simply didn't follow these guidelines. Look, I'd like to give people a chance, but, well, honestly, Amy was never particularly promising. So I'm disappointed.
This is a telephone call from
Amy Upright,
inmate at the Waimarino Women's Prison. Please be aware that this call may be recorded for security purposes.
Ezra Snipes, leave a message after the beep.
Hi, Ezra. It was really good catching up the other day about those deliveries. Look, I'll think of something. Anyway, call me back. I'll be easy to find this time. Okay. Bye.
Okay, take one. Well, hi. It's me, Amy Upright. You're listening to Killjoy, the final chapter. The final chapter of Joy's story, the final chapter of Gary's story, and well, it's the final chapter of my story. I'm in the Waimarino's Women's Prison. I've been charged with a number of crimes. But here's the thing. My real crime is, well, it was the pursuit of truth. So the charges of arson, conspiracy, treason, theft, possession of illegal substances, lack of compliance of the Health and Safety and Work Act 2015, supplying alcohol to a minor, but before I explain how that happened, let's take a break to listen to a message from the sponsor of this episode. This episode is brought to you by me, Amy. I just want to remind you, listeners, that I still have my Patreon FundMe account. I have to say, I was a little sad to see very few people, well, donated. It's more urgent that you... Hey, I have exclusive donor rewards to sweeten the deal. Like, if you commit to sending me $500 a month, I'll send you one of my teeth. Because the thing is that all my teeth are falling out and no one can tell me why. God. Here's the thing. Sometimes you're so far ahead of the rest of the world that people don't get you, you know? But think about the journey we've been on, because that's really what a good podcast is all about. The journey. The courts, the police, the media, and the court of opinion all came to the same conclusion. Joy Ford's murderer was her husband, Gary. But me? I had questions. I traveled, well, journeyed to New Zealand, a tiny country in the middle or bottom middle of the Pacific, to try to shine a new light on the dying moments, on the evidence around... This country has fought me every step of the way. The people of Sharon's Valley and the people of New Zealand are obstinate, disinterested, dim. They lack imagination. They lack the mental power to dream big. The food here is terrible, and it's not just in here. The roads are small. New Zealand is like that girl you went to school with. You know the one. You, like, don't really care about her. She's boring. You wouldn't bully her, but if someone else did, you wouldn't bother to do anything about it. She seems kind of interesting because she's a bit different. But when you talk to her, you're like, wow, I'm so bored. She's a loser, but she doesn't know that she's a loser, and that really rubs you the wrong way. Here's the thing. Yes, I ended up breaking the law and destroying what I'm told are miles of endangered forest. Yes, I fooled around with a 17-year-old, and yeah, maybe I scarred him for life by getting him drunk and making him carry a bunch of pig's heads through the woods in the middle of the night. And sure, I might have, I guess, sort of made a woman's family relive the most traumatic thing that's ever happened to them. But you know what? I don't believe for a f***ing second that it wasn't worth it. I'm a storyteller, and none of you f***ers donated to my Patreon. And sometimes it doesn't happen neatly. And sometimes the truth is f***ing boring. I wanted to tell a good story, and this would have been one if it f***ing behaved.
This is Amy. Leave a message.
Hey, Amy, this is Johan Nyquist from the New York Broadcasting Association. I've left a few messages. Can you get back to me? We're thinking of possibly covering your story in a more long-form way in our podcast series, Lifetime Uncovered. It's where we look at people with the fascinating stories that are native to the digital age. Look forward to hearing from you.
Hi there. G'day. My name is Shane Woodward. I'm a producer with ABC in Darwin. We're producing a series of documentaries on prominent miscarriages of justice. And we think that what happened to you over there in New Zealand might be worth a closer look. It'd be great if you could call me back when you get the chance.
Good morning. I'm calling from LR9 Radio in London. We'd love to speak to you regarding what's been happening recently. If you have any time to make a call, you
Hello,
can...
Hello, Amy. Hi, I'm Brad from Quickfire Productions in LA. We'd love to talk to you about a documentary
Amy?
Project
it's Klaus
we're planning
from
on
Radio Free Oslo. We'd love to chat to you.
I've read about your story. I've been listening to the podcast. I love you. Just give me a bell back when you want to get in. Did you find me
Hi, listeners. Ezra Snipes. And we are so excited here at CBF to present a new podcast series that critics are describing as unmissably dark, funny, and binge-worthy. Hey, not my words, honestly. But I have to say, it's all that and more. A feast for true crime freaks. And aren't we all that? It's set behind bars in a small country right down there in the Pacific. It's called Down Under with Amy Upright. And it's coming right up after this break.
Stay up to date with your sperm count with Enumerate. Share your results with your partner or even compare with your friends. Whether trying for kids or just plain curious, Enumerate will count each potential life form.
Killjoy is written and directed by Patrick Hun and Laura Robinson, with original musical score, sound design and studio mix by Oliver Devlin, and additional music by Scott Ludvigson. Killjoy features Laura Robinson as Amy Upright, Tom Clark as Ezra Snipes, and Patrick Hun as Fazakli, Eves, Evan Phippett, and others. With Carrie Green, Jack Sergeant Shadbolt, Rosie Howells, Gavin Rutherford, Carly Kopai, Francesca Ems, Oliver Devlin, Andrew Foster, and Adam McCauley. Artwork and visual design, Ashley Duncan. Production management, Rosie Howells and Lisa Scott. Accent coach, Chris Stewart. Studio recording, Phil Adams at Matrix Digital. Location recording, Jesse McNamara. social media animation, Chris Callis and Matasila Freshwater. Media and publicity, Abby Burns. Killjoy would like to thank Urban Lynch, Sean Robinson, Mike Stonia, Stella Reed, Kyle Chapman, and Ivy and Roman Foster Sproul. The script consultant and supervising producer for RNZ is Adam McCauley. Killjoy is produced by me, Laura Robinson.
This podcast series was made possible by the RNZ NZ On Air Innovation Fund.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.